Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KFH.
All right, that's 10,000 Maniacs you're hearing. Numbers, music by the Numbers today. Like the Weather, the name of the song from the 10,000 Maniacs. Ernie De La Trinidad joins us on the hotline. Wichita Wind Surge outfielder. He's off to a good start. The Wind Surge off to a good start, playing very well. Game three of their set against the Springfield Cardinals tonight at Riverfront Stadium. 7:05, we get it going. Hey, Ernie.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hey, we're happy to have you with us. This team's playing well. You hit a little bump on the road, but you've recovered now. You're in first place in the North Division of the AA Central League. And I got to ask you, you've now played enough games here at Riverfront Stadium to probably make a judgment. Is this a hitter's park, a pitcher's park, or a little of both?
Honestly, I'd probably see more of a hitter's park for sure. Stadium is just absolutely, the best one in the whole league. We've only been to a couple places, but I'm going to take a guess for the other ones and say that. But, yeah, I would probably say more of a hitter's park.
What do you like about this ballpark most? I know that the fans see what happens on the field, but I'm sure you guys as players love the clubhouse and the weight room and the cages that are underneath the stadium. It's a phenomenal facility.
Oh, yeah, by far. Like I said, honestly, it's hard to, just point out one specific thing. I mean, literally the whole thing is nice. And like I said, the cages, weight room, locker room, the field, everything's kept up pretty well. It's a great, view from the outfield, looking in, and vice versa from the batter's box,
All right, give us a sense of, you've been in Wichita for just a little while. You've been in, looking at your career map and where you've been in Missoula, you've been in Fort Myers, you've been in Pensacola, so a lot of time in Florida. How's Wichita been treating you? What do you think of the city so far, and how is Wichita treating the team as a whole?
Good. Like you said, a lot of stuff, Florida, so super humid over there. So me being from Arizona, dry heat. I mean, we don't get along too well, but it has its days out here. But for the most part, you got the little breeze. Granted, it's called the wind surge. But everything's been pretty good out here in Wichita.
Ernie De La Trinidad, our guest. He's an outfielder for the wind surge. Currently batting .308 with an .894 OPS, and off to a very good start. You were drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks out of UNLV, where you played college baseball, and you're 25 years old. So this is a big year for you. I'm sure you realize that. Just talk about that, being a minor league player, wanting to make your mark, wanting to do what you can to get to the big leagues. How important is this kind of year for you, and how do you keep from putting pressure on yourself to produce?
I mean, well, to be honest, every year is an important year, especially in our sport. all that stuff is, it's out there. But just at the end of the day, I just try to go out there, compete, do the best I can, and, not worry about that other stuff. Just let everything else take care of itself.
thinking about all the other stuff, and you are adding pressure and all that. But just going out there and just doing the thing since, you know, you've been 4 years old, 5 years old. And, you know, like I said, competing. Just going out there and compete, have fun.
Ernie, tell us a little bit about your season you're having this year. I mean, you know, looking back, and you know, this is your second time in Double A. You were in Double A in 2019, in Pensacola, and you know, hit 205 and struggled a little bit. And now you're, you know, after the year off in 2020, you're coming back and having just a great season. What is it about your, you know, is it your approach at the plate? Is it, you know, what's leading you to the success that you're having this season?
Well, yeah, 2019, it was kind of a rough year for me, but realistically, like, I had tried some swing changes, you know, thinking it was going to be for the better. You know, like, as an athlete, competitors are always trying to, you know, get better, see what we can do, and, you know, try something new, and it just, you know, it didn't pan out that year. So, you know, the whole COVID year had a hell of a time to, you know, really reflect on some things and, just really think about, just go back to what I'm where I am today and my whole career, because, like I said, I've always been a good player. And like I said, 2019 was just kind of one of those years. And, yeah, you know, like I said, we always want to get better. So definitely had some swing tweaks and stuff that I wanted to do. But, you know, wanted to go back to the old me and just have those slight improvements. So, you know, just keep going with it and, you know, still continue to tweak some things a little bit. But most part, just try to be me.
We're talking with Ernie De La Trinidad from the Wind Surge. So what did you do in 2020? Were you at the alternate camp? What was your year like last year when everything in the minor leagues pretty much was shut down? Where did you end up?
I was just at home, you know, just trying to do as much as we can. You know, it was kind of hard. Everything was closed down, gyms and all that stuff. So a lot of stuff was at the house, but, yeah, I had a cage I got built in my backyard 2 years ago, so that was like a big thing for me. So I was still able to, you know, do some swing stuff wise, like I said, what little adjustments I wanted to do. But yeah, it was just kind of just at home, you know, just hanging out bored. Mom was getting a little like annoyed with me. Nah, she wasn't, but.
Yeah, it's much more of a routine now. And you mentioned, you know, it's so different even now because of COVID and some of the things that we're doing with six-game series. And you've played Springfield about a million times already and Tulsa. How do you deal with things like that where you're playing teams six games in a row? And you've done that with Springfield now. This is your third time. You probably know their players pretty well, I would guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a kind of like a little cat and mouse game, you know. They're going to make their adjustment, and, you know, you just have to do yours. That's the biggest thing. I mean, we see so many people, the same people over and over again, you know, like everybody's going to make the adjustment. So it's just a matter of who makes one, and then, you know, the counteract with it, so.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the schedule, Ernie. I mean, this is a really unique situation with these six-game series, and you're gone a week, you're home a week, you're gone a week, you're home a week. Has that been a good change, a welcome change, or has it been a sort of an annoying change and something you've had to get used to? Do you like it or not?
You know, at first it was kind of hard to, like, terminate like that. Like you said, you play the same thing over and over again. But, I mean, the more we play, it seems like for me personally, I'm liking it better. You know, we're not constantly traveling everywhere, so you know you're going to be at a place for a certain amount of time, and then, you know, the whole off days, every off day on a Monday, like that thing, that's huge. It's always good to know, like, okay, I'll have a day tomorrow where I can just, you know, relax, recover, and then you know, start up again.
Well, we love getting to know the Wind Surge players, and Ernie, it's been fun visiting with you. This is a team that is, as I said at the top of the interview, is playing well. Some very good prospects on this Wind Surge team. Just tell us a little bit about your some of your teammates, especially a guy like Jose Miranda, who's just been hot from the start of the season to right now. He's a guy that looks, you know, like he's definitely headed for the big leagues at some point. What have you gleaned from playing with him?
Yeah, no, I mean, to be honest, like, the whole team, everybody on the team, and just even throughout the organization, like, we're so talented. You know, sometimes numbers may not speak better, but straight up talent, like, I think the Twins have the best in all of baseball. But yeah, you know, you learn from each guy and all that, and especially, like I said, Jose, yeah, he's a great hitter. I think he's probably the best hitter we have in the organization, even up in the big leagues. But, yeah. We just, like I said, you know, we're all teammates. We're all here to, you know, learn and get better and, you know, make the ultimate goal, get to the big leagues. So, yeah, just pick each other's brains and just different stuff. But, yeah.
Well, good luck tonight. I'm admittedly a Cardinals fan, so I like to see the prospects do well for Springfield. But I've kind of given up hope
on that team.
And go win, Surge. Good luck tonight, Ernie.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Ernie De La Trinidad from the Wind Surge. They're in action in a little more than an hour down at Riverfront Stadium against the Springfield Cardinals, who have some prospects on that team. Just none of them pitch.
None of them pitch.
None of them pitch.
Need to convert some of them.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You're really hammering this. You poor Cardinals and your poor pitching.
Oh, they're not doing well. You know, that we just signed Wade LeBlanc.
Yeah.
And some other
guy you don't know
during this show. If you got an arm,
yes,
I'd report to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And see if they can use you. You know, I throw batting practice to our kids a lot.
Yeah.
I doubt that I could get anybody out, but how would that make me any different than anybody else in the Springfield?
You'd probably
I hope they're not listening in their clubhouse right now.
You'd probably get a couple guys out and then you'd have a UCL tear and you'd be going to Tommy John surgery.
Probably.
That'd be your lot. Like it is for everybody else in baseball at this moment.
Now, I'm surprised that you haven't been down there yet because you know. Jeffrey Lutz is all about the music.
I know. And I have a story to tell you. I could tell you that off the air if we don't have time. But
well,
I have a story
to tell.
We
got a minute or two.
Okay. So Jeff was at church with me last week, and he was meeting some people who had been to the Wind Surge games, and he told them he did the music, and there's a sound effect that they play, a little woo or whatever, and the mom looks at her daughter, who's probably 10 or 12, and says, "He's the woo guy. He makes the woo sound." And so Jeff's fame is growing.
I'm sure Jeff loved that.
Yeah, he was very proud of himself for being the woo guy. That's what I call him now. He's the woo guy.
The kid basks in that stuff. And listen, he does a good job with the music. I've been to 4 games. I'd like to maybe try to figure out a way to go this weekend to see the Cardinals. I mean, as bad as they are, I still like watching guys like Nolan Gorman and Ivan Herrera.
Sure.
And Alec Burleson. They've got some players that are going to be factors for the Cardinals, as
right.
I said. Just none of them on the mound.
None of them on the mound. That's sad.
It's too bad.
It is unfortunate.
You know, Lucan Baker has 3 home runs in the first 2 games of this series for Springfield.
Right.
6'5", 270 pounds.
Good grief.
First base.
But you can't win every game 10-9. So
no.
That's going to be the problem.
You gotta get some outs.
Gotta eventually get some outs. And what you talking hit? So that's becoming an issue, clearly.
Yeah, Jose Miranda is a big – he's going to play in the big leagues for a long time.
Yeah.
I would expect him to be in Minnesota, if not after the All-Star break.
Then in September.
When they expand rosters
in
September.
Sure. Well, I'm going to be paying attention to our guy Ernie having a great season. So, hey.
I'd love to see Ernie get a shot.
Well, he's only 25. He's hitting
25's older for AA, but hey.
Well, go to AAA and rake and wait on an injury and you'll get there.
All right, Jamin's going to wrap this up. I haven't even told him yet.
That's fine.
He'll be back in a minute to drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.